This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9. You're on Bandcamp with Adam. It's 10 past three, and we've just heard from our guest for this hour, The Adventure Spirit. They've been very busy gigging around town to promote their latest album, Grand Standard, and I was lucky enough to catch them just before Christmas, so I thought, why not get them in for a bit of a chat and to share their music with us all. Welcome to Bandcamp, Lee and Ben from The Adventure Spirit.
Thank you.
How you doing?
Very well. Thanks for coming in on this crappy Saturday here in Melbourne.
It's beautiful.
Now, first up, can you share with the listeners a sort of brief history of The Adventure Spirit, how you guys came to be?
So me and Tim, he's not here right now, he's, I don't know where he is. We went to high school together and we always played music and we moved out of high school. We actually studied together in film but we were more interested in playing music and we decided to make an album at home and we needed some players, so we got Ben along. And our friend played drums as well, Mira.
Cool. And so Grand Standard is your second album?
Yeah, it is. But the first one was the one we did at home. And, okay. Well, two at home, actually.
Yep.
But this is our first studio album.
Cool. Was there much of a difference between doing a home album and a studio one?
Money. And it's a lot more comfortable at home because you can do whatever you want, whenever you want. And yep. But obviously, equipment's not quite as nice. And you're limited to how you record. But it's, yeah. I find it pretty creative.
I think we did take it very seriously, the Grand Standard as an album. It was like, we're paying money for this. It's, yeah. We want it to be...
So there was a bit of pressure as well.
We want it to be good enough to be played on radio, to sell to people, you know. So yeah, like there was a bit more pressure and a bit more love and and thought put into it.
And I guess if you've got studio time booked, you actually have to go in there.
There's a lot more to lose.
Yeah, with your everything ready to go rather than go, oh, yeah, let's just play and see what happens.
And it's a longer process too because you do one installment and then you think, all right, I've got to go work for a few weeks to get the rest of it out.
You mentioned before your interest in film. Have you ever thought of combining the two, music and film?
Well, yeah, we've been doing our own film clips, actually.
Yeah,
and you can check that out on YouTube. Just type in our name and you'll find one at least. But we're about to bring out another one we just worked on.
Awesome.
For Golden Spells, which I think you might be playing soon.
Yep.
Yeah. The first one we did was basically it's just us kicking the footy around up in the Dandenongs
and
like in the bush and playing music and enjoying ourselves. So it's a pretty lighthearted clip. It was a lot of fun to make though.
Heaps of fun.
You mentioned YouTube. The whole social networking and internet thing is just like a massive plus for bands at the moment, being able to share their music everywhere. You guys are pretty much involved in all of it, the Facebook, Twitter.
Yeah, but it's so massive that it's hard to stick out as well.
Yeah, like, it's almost too big. Yeah. How have you found that? Have you found you're getting a few fans from some quirky places?
I mean, Facebook is great for connecting with fans, like, or connecting with people that we meet, you know, afterwards. So if we play a gig somewhere out in the country, you know, the next day they can sign up to our Facebook and we can talk to them and connect with them, you know, on a pretty close cool kind of level, like interact with people that have been to our gigs and seen us play. So it's really, really good for that, but maybe not so good for getting to new fans, I think, because you do get lost in a whole sort of sea of everyone with Facebooks and MySpaces.
It's a nice way of seeing how the gig might have went the night before if you've got a few more friends coming in.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So it's
And
yeah,
I guess
nice.
People can share their photos they've taken on the night and you know, things like that. It's a nice community to be part of. Now, your sound has been described as many different things. I've been reading a few different reviews and things like that, and there's sort of genres such as jazz, folk, country, blues, soul. Do you guys sort of embrace that mixed bag, or do you try and call yourself one particular?
It depends what song we're playing.
It depends who we're playing to.
Yeah, that's true.
But I think in the end, we just play good songs and they aren't necessarily any particular style. Like, it's just a melody and a chord progression in the end. I think, like, if, yeah, and you can put any feel to it, it's still going to be the same sort of song.
It's a good thing, and it's also can be hard for people to, you know, put us in a category as well. So it's can be hard to, you know, say, get a spot in a festival which is strictly folk or strictly jazz.
Yeah, yeah.
But we wouldn't want it any other way, really.
Nah, and from a live perspective as well, as I said, I saw you guys before Christmas, and it worked so well with the crowd. You had the really up-tempo, fast songs, and then some of the slower songs as well, and the crowd seems to really embrace that difference. Now, live gig-wise, when can we check you out next? What's coming up for you guys?
Well, next Friday, we have a gig with an artist called Tom Tuena. It's his album launch. That's at Chapel of Chapel.
Yep.
You can get tickets online for that.
Cool.
Look us up.
There'll be three pieces, I believe.
Yeah, we'll be playing as an acoustic sort of three piece for that gig. And then that weekend, on the Saturday and Sunday, we've got two St Kilda Festival gigs.
Oh, great.
So come to either of those. They're both going to be good. But look up on the internet. There's all details and
so
stuff.
So you have to come early as well if you want to see us on the Sunday festival day.
Yeah, we're playing first 12. At 12:30. But it should be a great day. There's a lot of really cool bands on. And
yeah.
A lot of... And it's all free. Everything's free.
You got to love that. I love a freebie. So, you know, St Kilda Festival's always nice and free. And there's always, as you said, you know, some great acts playing. So, and so all those details are on your website, which is theadventurespirit.com.
That's right.
Yep.
And so what are the plans for the rest of the year? Do you guys, are you sort of a band that just sort of takes it as it comes, or?
There's plans that I'm not that familiar with.
Well, I can fill them in. We're hitting the road again in March, playing some more country gigs,
cool.
like country Victoria gigs. And then in April, I think we're launching a single, Golden Spells. It's off the album as well. And after that, we're going to head to Sydney and Adelaide and Tasmania and just try and spread the music out a bit further.
Sounds great.
You just jump in the van, do you?
Van, yeah.
Now, the final question I ask every guest here on Bandcamp. You've been very lucky. I've actually given you pre-warning, so you've had a little bit of time to think about it.
That's worse.
So the pressure's on. Basically, I read out our mission statement as a community radio station, and then you guys give me your mission statement, what the Adventure Spirit are all about. So here's ours. Joy 94.9 is a gay and lesbian, volunteer-based community radio station committed to providing a voice for the diverse lesbian and gay communities, enabling freedom of expression, the breaking down of isolation, and the celebration of our culture, achievements, and pride. Now, that probably took, you know, a couple of months to come up with that, so, you know, no pressure.
For me, it's playing music that is honest and true to ourselves and... where we're coming from as people and Melburnians, I think, and getting that music out to as many people as we can. That's sort of...
I like to think that we can get away with doing our hobby and getting paid for it. But if we can get there, that's beautiful.
Excellent. Well done, guys. Well done.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to hear another track from the album Grand Standard. It is in stores right now, available on iTunes, and you're doing the physical copies as well, which I love, because you can't beat a physical copy, can you?
No.
Just head to theadventurespirit.com for all that info, including all the live dates as well coming up. And a massive thank you to Lee and Ben from The Adventure Spirit for joining us here on Bandcamp the Savo.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks a lot.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.